at 7:50 on May 22nd, 2024. The first call would either say this is just to get the approval of the meeting.
Coffman, members of the board. My name is Paul Baum. I'm an attorney with Sorokin & Baum. I'm representing the applicant tonight. So we're here before you to obtain variances to reconstruct the house on a lot. As I point out in my narrative, the prior owner came before this board in 2008 and was granted basically the same variances that we're seeking right now. When my client purchased the property, he tells me he was unaware that these variances had expired because, you know, they have a shelf life of about 2 years, 1 year if you don't do construction.
1 year.
He's coming back to the board to basically reinstate or get the same variances that his predecessor had so he can build the same house. The variances that we're requesting, the minimum lot area is the same, the land didn't shrink or grow. The lot frontage is the same, the lot width is the same. With regard to the front yard, based upon the variance that was granted of 21.5 feet in 2008, we're at 43.3 feet. It doesn't make any sense because the house is basically in the same place. So I don't know why the variance for 2008 said it was 21.5 feet. There was probably a typo in the memo from Jan Ullman, who was the attorney at the time. We have two side yards. One to the south was granted a variance to 5.9 feet. We're asking for 7 feet. And the side yard to the north, again, it doesn't make sense. The variance for 2008 said it was 16.2, but if you look at the map, it's only 8.7, which is the same variance we're requesting. And the lot coverage was 22%. We're asking for 24%. I think if you look at the plan, there's a little bit of a porch that sticks out in the front, which is the additional lot coverage that we're asking for. But basically, if you look at the two maps, the Quattrochi map that was approved in 2008 and our map that we've submitted, the houses are almost in the same spot. It's basically going to be the same impact that the board reviewed in 2008 and granted. So we're just here looking to reinstate those variances so we can build the house. The property has been vacant for some time, and my client wants to build that out since 2008. So that's the nature of our application. I did give you, with my narrative, a copy of the memo from Jan Ullman from 2008 that describes the variances that were granted. I gave you a copy of the building permit that was issued for the construction of the house in 2008, and a copy of the map that was provided to the Zoning Board of Appeals in 2008, so that you can compare that map to our current plot plan that we're seeking the variances for.
Okay.
So I know this is an introductory application. It's not a public hearing, so we're here to get any feedback from the board and discuss any of the issues, so that if there's additional information the board would like to see, we can bring it back to you for the next meeting.
Do we have available a full-size version of the old 2008 plan, or do we have just the...
I don't have it, but I can have one made and submit it to the board, and you know, we'll make a big map, and
I have it. Okay, you got it?
Yep.
Yeah, just I think it would probably be helpful for the board just to be able to see all the dimensions and see just how close it is, you know, to the difference between 2008 and 2007.
So before I came here tonight, I went onto the Rockland County GIS portal and I looked at the area of similar lots that are also undersized and that have houses with non-conforming bulk conditions in the area. There's at least five or six similar situated properties. Some of them, you know, a little bit bigger. I think we're at 0.16 acres, some of them are 0.18, some of them are 0.2. But they're also non-conforming with regard to the setbacks, also undersized lots. So it's not totally out of character with similar lots in the area. You know, I can provide the board some information on those lots when we come back next time. I did see Martin Spence's memo, and Martin brought up particular comments that I think we really need to address. And that was Martin's comment that there's no turnaround on the property, so that the property owner would have to back out of Kohala Road. And the funny thing is, it's a county highway, and the county wrote a letter, but they didn't raise that issue. But I understand it's an important issue. It's illegal in the state of New York to back out of the driveway into a public street. So every single house where people have to back to their street to get out of their driveway, it's all illegal. So, you know, now when they design houses, they design with proper turnarounds. But, you know, all the existing houses, everybody's backing out into their driveway. And even if they have a turnaround, they back out into their, back out of their driveway into the street. But, so I understand Martin's point. It's a good point, and we could look to create, you know, some sort of a K-turn. But if we do that, we're going to have more of coverage. So instead of having a 24% variance, we might need 26%.
No, this is existing.
Yeah, this isn't the property.
Okay.
Property.
Can I ask a question? Mr. Baum, is there a sanitary sewer on Coal Hollow Road fronting this property? And I see a note on the plan, and I just looked on the 2008 plan. It says, sewer to be connected to sewer main when extended.
Oh, no. Who would probably know that better than me?
I got a letter from the sewer district talking about the sewer. You have the letter in there?
Yeah, that's Rockland County Sewer District.
Yeah.
One, right? They said they don't take issue, but it's not clear. They said we don't need any more correspondence. Is this in a different sewer district?
This should be an average one. This should be a...
Yeah, that's the Rockland County Sewer District. So maybe Mr. Salentano can show that, because...
It's not shown on the plan?
No, and he has this note. Sewer to be connected to sewer main when extended.
So did the prior plan have a septic system?
Right. I don't know where you would put it.
Well, 2008, they got a building permit, so...
Well, the 2008 has the same note.
Right. 2008 drawings has that note as well.
Same note.
And they got a building permit.
Okay, and the building inspector can make a mistake.
So, how would you... We'll look at that.
So we don't know if there's sewage or... Sewage
or... I see sewer manholes in the road.
The sewer manholes?
Yeah.
the sewer manholes on the road.
Okay, we'll have to find out if it's there. It was extended since 2008, and, you know, Mr. Stelicano did the same plan, so.
He doesn't show, he shows the sewer manhole south of this site, but nothing in front, no sewer main. And the sewer manhole that's south of the site, there's a note that says full of water. And that same note is on the 2008 full of water.
Well, that's Anthony. You know, to get Anthony to change the map is a very, very difficult thing to do. And so he does the minimal and he doesn't try to upgrade it. But I'll look at that, Martin.
I probably one of the comments that is, you know, of all my comments, I think the K-turn, it's a low-height wall down below, down by the driveway. It's minimal wall, so you should be able to get some sort of K-turn in there.
So I guess my question to the board would be, would the board be amenable to, you know, looking at a greater development coverage variance? We have to put in this K-turn so we can avoid...
Put the K-turn in the papers, it wouldn't add to the developmental coverage.
If we do
yes,
pervious pavers, you guys accept pervious?
Pervious.
Okay.
Favors.
And then you don't need to go up, you're already at 24%.
We're at 24, yeah. Right. It was approved at 22. We're at 24. I don't know where the 2% is. I haven't looked at the building plans to see the square footage of the house that was previously approved versus the square footage of the proposed house. But if you look on the plan, it looks like there's a little bump out in front of the house that wasn't on the 2008 plan.
The 2008 plan was closer actually to the road. You can see it here. It actually is 21%, 21.5 feet. So that pushing it back just adds a little bit of development coverage. But it's probably better pushed back than it's a different house. So
it's not the same plan.
No, this is the 2008.
No, that's not the 2008 plan. I gave the board.
Yeah, this is 2004.
Here's the one I have.
It's the ones that are in the
Oh, that's purpose.
Oh, this is in the planning board file.
I think that's different. Okay. The one that they gave it was Quattro G.
You're right.
Everything we have in here is Ferguson.
Yeah, no, I'm basing on the Quattrochi plan, which is the plan that the variances were granted. If you work with Dan Olmstead.
She references that 21.5 feet.
Yeah.
Maybe Anthony, can you label it again from Ferguson to Quattrochi?
Yeah, she's got to listen to this Quattrochi ZBA application.
Yeah. These are all directly at the ZBA file.
That's interesting. I think I should submit that Quattrochi plan that size so the board can look at it without having to strain their eyes.
Yeah, the Ferguson plan that Martin just showed me, it looks like it's dated 2004.
Correct, yes.
The house plan is also dated.
That's definitely a different looking house on the Ferguson. So, yeah, I think the board, one way or the other, should. Let's make sure the board is looking at what the board in 2008 was looking at.
Yeah, I agree. But when you look at that and you look at the Ullman memo regarding the variances, there's definitely inconsistencies between the two.
I wonder if it, because some of them are kind of big discrepancies, I wonder if the Ullman memo matches up more with what the Ferguson.
It does.
It does not.
It did, yeah. Because I looked at it. Because that was the first map I had. I said, this is not the same map. And then I got the Quattrochi map, and I said, okay, this matches up more, it makes more sense, but there's still differences.
Discrepancies there, so.
Yeah. And I tried to figure it out. I know I, you know, emailed Lou a couple times, and it's, kept asking my client, I kept asking Sal O'Connell, what's the differences here? Why does Jan's memo say one thing when the map shows something different? And I never was able to get an answer.
So in either event, right, just procedurally, I mean, whatever those prior plans were, I mean, that is expired. Technically, what you're dealing with is a new application for standalone variances on the current plan that they're bringing. If it were identical, right, if it was the identical plans and we were dealing with just a situation where they expired, then the issue is basically you're bound by your prior decision unless something substantial has changed either in the code or in the surrounding conditions, right? Once it's different, then what you're to look at is, you know, are the differences, you know, substantial enough to warrant departing from prior precedent? Those are the issues. So that's why the comparison isn't itself, you know, the binding decision. You don't absolutely, but you should be informed about what the prior variances were granted upon, so that you can evaluate. Is there anything different that makes a difference to our application of the balancing test and applied factors, you know, between 2008 and now? So, and procedurally, you know, obviously, you know, we're not going to get to the bottom of that tonight, what that prior plan looks like, and you have two choices. You can, you know, the application itself appears complete. There's more information that you asked for. In the past, you proceeded one of two ways. You could either say, get us the information and come back for another meeting, or you could say, look, we've had enough to schedule for public hearing and come back, you know, submit what we've asked for in advance of the public hearing, and, you know, we'll talk to you about it when we get to the public hearing. Or if it's not there, we're not going to close the public hearing until we have what we need. Right. Those are all rational ways and legal ways to proceed. It's your pleasure.
And with regard to that, I would prefer the public hearing, because if there are neighbors that are going to come down and have comments on it, I'd rather know about it sooner rather than make changes and wait another month and then not find out till July that there are additional issues. So I always like to hear from the public as soon as possible so that we can incorporate any concerns, any issues into the review process.
Just comparing Doris's variances with the map, and they're identical, actually.
Okay.
It's the same. I guarantee we're going to find a name change on this and not just a regular revision. But so, and I think it's important that we find out if there's a sewer, because if you need a septic on a map, it's going to work with the slope and the area that's left in the front yard.
You mean it can't connect with the public sewers?
If the sewer doesn't go down there, then you would have to have somebody come and extend the sewer all the way down the middle of the road, and this will leak it out
of.
If the house next to him is on septic, and this one was meant to be on septic, then we don't know where the sewer line is.
Right.
I think we heard the applicant's desire to applicants on for next month to have a public hearing. I will entertain a motion, or you are welcome to suggest other course of action.
I'll make a motion.
Okay. Is there a second?
Sorry.
Is there any opposition? I guess I'll vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Seeing no opposition, the motion passes to put the applicant on for public hearing for June 26th?
Yes, correct.
We'll assemble as much information and we'll submit another package to the board in advance of that meeting. So that
okay, and I guess obviously if you're getting in a skill, we'll figure out the sewer issue.
Okay.
So we'll need help here in the time for the moment.
Yes. Probably most important thing here.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you very much. All right, good to see you, Martin.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, the applicant, what's the name of the
Mr. Gutman, Joe Gutman, for the second one?
Yeah, the one for
yeah.
the fence.
Yeah, Joe Gutman.
Yeah,
thank
so
you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Yeah, I did leave him a message earlier just telling him I saw he wasn't here yet, giving him time if he wanted to still come, but I had spoken to him previously, so I don't really know what happened.
Here's the whole house, and here's the fence, and here's the room.
Whoa!
I guess not. Hasn't called me back or showed up.
You can
allow them to come back next month and then just put them up for a public hearing after this.
You know, like this one, I have the same advice where you it's, you know, it's rational to proceed in one of two ways. If they're not here, and if you're not comfortable accepting it and putting it on for a hearing until you've heard from them in the first instance, then I would just adjourn this and put them on for first time on next meeting. Okay. If, however, you're comfortable enough with what you've read to say, I'm ready to schedule a public hearing, you could do that too. And then we'll let the applicant know they have to notice it for a public hearing that could be open next month. Both are acceptable ways of proceeding. It all depends on your comfort level with what you're seeing.
I got the number one.
Okay, well,
that here, I mean.
I guess I can really can say that we have one, no, there's one or two courses of action, and the members of the board are able to make a motion for which type of course, and then we can see if there's a second and then vote on it. Mm-hmm. So.
Make a motion for option two.
So put it on for a public hearing?
No, not to put it on. Hold it over.
So put it on for next month for a first time on, not schedule a public hearing yet.
Yes.
I'll second that.
Okay. Let's see if there really is a vote. All in favor say aye to have the meeting scheduled for a first time on next month.
Right.
Seeing no opposition, the motion passes to have Mr. Gutman and Klinger from the Klinger Court put over to him. Seeing no further business, I will close the meeting at 8:12, adjourned until June 26th.
You might as well take a motion. Take a motion. Yeah. Okay.
Very good. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay.